The infrastructure of the city of Tampa, like most cities, has been abandoned for many years. When you look at the amount of money that we're spending just for repairs, forget about replacement. Last year and the last 3 years combined, we spent $20 million a year just repairing water lines and sewer lines that go to the tertiary treatment plant. On the water lines alone, we had 1,201 water breaks. One of the largest was on Rome Avenue. Another larger was on Bruce B. Downs. And what happens when one of those big, over 50-inch pipe breaks? The pressure under there is enormous. And thank God that it happened on the sidewalk, on the one in Bruce B. Downs, because the sidewalk went up 50 feet in the air. I'm not trying to scare anybody, just telling you the facts. And when you look at the city, how old are the lines? Well, some lines are 100 years old. About 48 to 50 miles of those. The majority of the lines were laid in 1960.
And some of your colleagues prefer taking out the part of this plan that's taking highly treated wastewater and putting it into the aquifer.
I have been supporting that plan for a long time. When you look at the growth of the city of Tampa and you look what's coming, when you look at cities like El Paso, Texas, they've done it. When you look at anywhere in California, California's got about 10 or 12 of them that have done that. Clearwater has been planning it, and I think they're under operation now. City of Hollywood, City of West Palm Beach, City of Miami has been studying it. So we're not the flag bearer. We're not the first.